Dear friends, I would like to invite you to visualize that we are an organism, and each of us is a cell of the organism. And we are together as an organism, and we are alive. We have the capacity to protect ourselves and to grow. There is one of us who take care of the bell, assuring our silence, helping us to go home to our mindful breathing, so that each of us will breathe in and out mindfully and peacefully to be truly there for other cells. There is one of us who take care of the light so that we can feel the presence of each other. There is one of us who take care of the sound so that the communication between us can be easy. And every one of us is trying to be our best, breathing in, breathing out deeply, peacefully, in order to offer our true presence to the whole organism. We want to be there for all the other cells, and we know that all the other cells are there for us, and communication and harmony is possible. Every organism has the capacity to get the information that is needed and to transmit the information to all the cells in the organism, so that together all the cells will choose the kind of behavior that can help us be safe and to grow. When we look deeply into our body, we see that our body is a community of cells, and there is a permanent communication between all the cells. Our brain, our nervous systems have the role of transmitting all information that they get to every cell. And each neuron is always in permanent communication with the other neurons. And from time to time, they come together in a coalition in order to make a decision as how to best respond to the environment and to continue our growth. And this decision is transmitted to all the cells within the body. If you look deeply, you don't see any particular cell that is the boss, that is giving the order. And modern biology tells us very clearly that there is no self. We are a community of cells. And if I am a cell of the heart or of a liver, I'm happy to be a liver cell or a heart cell and try to be my best to do my job, because the well-being of the whole organism depends on me. And I do not discriminate against the other cells, like the cell in the brain, the neuron. I don't think that the neuron is superior to me, and I am inferior to it. Therefore, there is no complex of superiority, no complex of inferiority, even no complex of equality among the cells. Look at my right hand. I am a right-handed person. And my hand is used to do things like inviting the bell to sound, writing a lecture, practicing calligraphy, compose poetry. But my hand never looked down on my left hand. In my right hand, and in every cell of my right hand, there is the wisdom. In Buddhism, it's called the wisdom of non-discrimination. And therefore, my right hand never looked down on my left hand and produced a thought like, you, left hand, you are good for nothing. It never produced such a kind of thought. That kind of thought does not go with wisdom, with compassion, with brotherhood. And my left hand, you know, does not have any complex whatsoever. It does not have the complex of inferiority, not at all. And that is why the collaboration between the two hands is perfect, non-discrimination. One day my left hand is holding a nail, and my right hand was holding a hammer. Well, we were trying to drag the nail into the wall in order to hang a picture. But on that day, my right hand is a little bit shaky. Instead of hitting the nail, it hit the left hand. It was a mistake. My right hand immediately put the hammer down and took very good care of my left hand. Without anybody order it to do so. Because communication is already possible, always permanent. Communication is extremely important. And there is no thinking, no discrimination in that kind of act. My right hand does not say that your left hand, you have to remember. I have taken good care of you. One day, you might have to pay back. No, there is no such thinking on the part of the right hand. And my left hand did not have any anger whatsoever, did not have any kind of discrimination. It did not say, you, right hand, you have made me suffer. You have done me injustice. I want justice. Give me that hammer. You don't need to be a Buddha in order to have the wisdom of non-discrimination, because your right hand doesn't have it. Your left hand does have it. And every cell in our body does have it, the wisdom of non-discrimination. I have been building a sangha since 25 years ago, a monastic sangha and a lay sangha. And I follow that principle. It is possible to build a community on the ground of non-discrimination. And everyone in the sangha, in the community, is capable of looking at each other like brothers and sisters in the same family, like the right hand and the left hand. They are brothers and sisters who are capable of giving good Dhamma talks. There are brothers and sisters who are capable of organizing retreats and give consultations to the people who suffer and who need advices. the brothers and sisters who are good of cooking, of gardening, and everyone in the Sangha is in his or her own situation and know that what he or she is doing is for the happiness of the whole Sangha. And with the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking, looking deeply, we have a chance to look deeply, to know that we are cells of the same family, because Sangha is an organism, and it is possible to build a community in which harmony and happiness are possible.